Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Cervical cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan has started a new podcast with her solicitor about her legal battle and indeed her ongoing treatment. And Vicky said on Twitter that she was delighted to launch her new podcast with solicitor Kieran O'Carroll, who's based in lovely Cashel, of course, in conversation with herself. And I'm delighted to say that Kieran joins me now. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Good morning, Fran.
Thanks very much for coming on with us today. What is behind this? What do you think you'll achieve with these podcasts, Kieran?
Well, really, it's meant to be just a resource. It came out of a number of chats that Vicky and I had, particularly last year, where she was concerned, and maybe I was concerned too, that the victims in all of this, the women and the families who've been affected and who've lost lives and lost health, last time, that their story and their perspective wasn't really getting a voice, and also that there was a huge amount of experience and knowledge that Vicky had gained over the last 3 years, not just through the legal process, but through her other campaigns, her role as a negotiator around the contents and form of the Cervical Check Tribunal, all of those things, and my experience, that there was no forum really where people could tap into that. And the idea was that we would have a bank of conversations, a whole series of conversations that would try to take it topic by topic, that people could then, if they were affected, now other people may be interested, but primarily it's for those women and families of those people who are affected by these issues, so that they can dip into it and find out at least our perspective on these things and what we've learned about them over the last 3 years.
I watched your first podcast, because it's a video podcast, and I found it just absolutely fascinating and a huge insight into everything that you described there. I'm just wondering, when Vicky first approached you to represent her, has she grown tremendously as a person from that day?
She has, but she was very impressive that day too. That was back in January of 2018. And actually the resolution, that the settlement and the triumph of her case was 3 years ago, last Sunday?
Yes.
And so it has been 3 years that she's been in the public eye. Like, she's definitely grown. She has become perhaps a more accomplished communicator. I presume she's become more confident, just through the sheer experience of all that. She's become a lot less private. But she was very, very impressive back in January 2018 when she first sat down with myself and Siobhan Ryan here, and we were hugely impressed.
She's in America, of course, at the moment. In fact, that's where you were speaking to her. How is her treatment going, Kieran?
It seems to be going very well. It is pretty much as well as she had hoped. And the series doesn't focus so much on her treatment and her health. That initial episode that you're talking about, they're all on both formats. All of the episodes are on. There's about 14 done so far, and we're still making new ones. And only one is available as yet. So it'll be kind of one each week or thereabouts, will be put up. So they're all available on podcast format and on YouTube format, but they don't really look at her treatment and how it's going on a weekly basis, because she has her own Instagram account where a huge amount of people are very genuinely interested in her well-being, and it's extraordinary the amount of affection and well wishes that come from Ireland for her. So that's where people can get that information generally. We're a bit behind the clock, so you know you're not going to get the latest
news, of course, yes,
on Vicky. Well, I was talking to a friend yesterday evening with soccer training just back, and this lady asked me, how is Vicky doing, because she knows I know her, and I said, she's great, and she was out today, and the lady jumped in and said, I know she was kayaking. She had it before me from social media. So
absolutely. Some of the content, as I say, of the first one that I watched, I just found heartbreaking in its own way. For instance, I'm not sure if you can remember all of the conversation, but she said to you that she wanted deliberately to spend Christmas at home because she said, you never know, it may be my last Christmas at home. She is so upfront about things like that, you know, and so brave about it all.
I'd say that's why a lot of people do feel a connection with her. It's that there's nothing, like, she's very honest. There's nothing held back. And she talks about then not trying to be sensational in any way. She just simply says, well, like, this is what it's like. And she wants people, I think, to have a sense of what it's like, what it was like to get the initial treatments, what it's been like since she found out there's a recurrence, what it's like to know that you are dying and that the treatments you're receiving are not going to cure you, but they may prolong your life or give you a better quality of life for those times. And then what it's like to know all of that while being a mother of young children. And everything she does is to try and prolong her life, including taking herself away from her family for this period of months, which has been quite painful. But it is because she couldn't bring them with her and she has to get this treatment, she believes, and it seems to be the case that it's the next step in her treatment that isn't available currently in Ireland. There actually was a similar, almost the same trial going on in Ireland. And for some reason she wasn't told about it. And as a consequence, by the time she did find out about it, it was full up of people with her particular criteria. So that's why she had to go to the States to get it, which is unfortunate.
Isn't that incredible? You were there that night in Cashel in the library on the publication of her book, where I was delighted to host Vicky on
the
night.
You did a fantastic job as a host and interviewer. It was very
You're very kind. But her, the way she held the room that night, Cian, I've rarely seen that. You know, people completely absorbed in what she was saying.
You'd be a better judge of that, because you're used to those situations.
I just found it remarkable that she just held the room like that. It was absolutely incredible. How long more? I know from some of her Twitter accounts, she's trying to get back to see the kids for a window of time. Isn't that right? In the future,
she is going to get a month home.
Yes,
during the summer now, and then. It seems that she'll be able to continue with her treatment. It'll probably be one episode of treatment while she's here, and then she goes back to the States again. I think it was proving to be just too difficult to organise the arrangements for the family to come over. So, and she has to have time with her family.
Of course.
Video calls and the like are no substitute for that.
The shocking healthcare scandal trundles on, though, and I'd love your opinion on that. The €2.5 million spent on setting up cervical check tribunal and just three claims lodged there. I mean, it's been a dismal failure, hasn't it?
Yes, but it was destined to failure, a little bit like the cervical check programme, in the words of Professor Scally, or doomed to failure, he had said, for the programme. I mean, the problem with the cervical check tribunal is that it was conceived as an attempt to cover the embarrassment, if not shame, of Leo Varadkar for lying to women that he was going to do something to help them. And when it turned out that he wasn't going to do anything and wasn't going to do what he promised he would do, which is to stand beside them in fighting the labs, but instead he allowed the HSE to stand with the labs and, as we know, fight Ruth Morrissey and others, he then came up with this idea of, surely we can come up with some other solution. And so the solution was a tribunal, in inverted commas, which is exactly the same as the High Court. The 2-to-1 group, and Vicky was involved in this negotiation, she and I have just finished two episodes in addressing the cervical check tribunal and its shortcomings over the last couple of days. Hopefully that'll be available next week. The tribunal ignored, not the tribunal staff themselves or the judges, they had nothing to do with this, but the minister has completely ignored the wishes of the representative group of the women. They put to him a number of things which they felt needed to be done in this tribunal in order to make it attractive to them and to make it in any way meaningful, or to give some effect to the apology that the state likes to keep on trotting out and saying, oh, we made an apology in the door to these women. An apology is nothing without some level of tenants, and some attempt at righting the wrongs of the past. And this tribunal was meant to be that. And it's nothing of that. It is a way of tucking away all of these cases into a secret little box that nobody will find out about. The labs think it's a great idea, which tells you all you need to know, I think, about it. And clearly, the women have decided that they're not interested. Of course, they all, because it's taken 3 years to set this thing up, despite the fact that it was promised, you know, back in 2018 by the Taoiseach, by the time it comes along, all the women already have High Court cases because they had no choice. They weren't going to hang around for 3 years waiting for this promise to be fulfilled. So now they're being asked to dump their High Court cases and throw in their lot with this tribunal, which is just the High Court
which
by another
won't,
name.
Which they won't do, of course.
Meanwhile, Stephen Donnelly is perfectly happy to spend $2.5 million to date. They're spending 410 or 420,000 a year renting the building. They've just spent 1.6 million doing up the building. And the rest of the money is spent on all sorts of other things, including art, an art allowance for the building.
My God.
Meanwhile, nothing is being done to, say, allow additional judges or judicial resources to allow the cases in the High Court to progress more quickly, which would be a much more efficient way of doing this. And it's not as if the tribunal is going to cost any less in terms of legal expenses or costs for either side. It isn't. So I think this is simply a vanity project by a minister who is standing by, Stephen Donnelly, standing by the decision made by an embarrassed and shamed Taoiseach.
And in the meantime, women are still dying.
Well, they certainly are, Fran. It is not known exactly what the number is at the moment, but as a result of discordantly read smears, most of which to date have been identified in the cases of women who've died as being negligently misread. But not all of them will have been. Most of them negligently misread. Something in the region of 30 women have already died.
My God. Cian, thank you for your time today and best of luck with your podcast. And in terms of people accessing them then, what's the easiest way to do that?
Spotify for the voice one, for the sound one alone, and for the video one on YouTube, and it's called In Conversation with Vicky Phelan. And I think really Googling In Conversation with Vicky Phelan, if you don't find it on those, you'll pick up a news story that'll have a link to it.
All right. Good to talk to you today, Cian, and thanks very much indeed. That's Cian O'Carroll there talking to us about that new series of podcasts with Vicky Phelan. And I'm sure lots of people out there, lots of our listeners will be very interested in that. 1800-938-007. Now, we're delighted to have teamed up with the HSE on the whole business of mental health.
The Mental Health Minute from Tip FM and the HSE.
Hi, Andrew Luby here. Irish people love to talk. We'll talk about the weather, what we're up to, or even what the neighbours are up to. But not everybody finds talking easy, especially about their problems. And when we're not seeing friends and family as much as we'd like to at the moment, that can be really unhealthy. So try to share any worries you have with people you trust, a friend, a family member, or even a health professional. You don't have to solve anything or come to any dramatic conclusions, but you'll often find that just chatting about a problem makes everything seem better. Afterwards, you'll feel lighter, more relaxed, and less alone. And there are lots of other anonymous and confidential listening supports that you can access by phone, text, or online anytime, day or night. It's really good to talk.
Whatever you're going through, you can always find trusted information on mental health supports and services at yourmentalhealth.ie or through the 24-hour Your Mental Health information line, 1-800-111-888.
And again, Ali will have all of those details there if you want to give her a call on 1800-938-007. But do talk to somebody, particularly if you're feeling unwell, if you're feeling isolated in some way. There's plenty of help out there, I can assure you. John Wall, her great friend John Wall, was on to us to say, Vicky is a formidable woman and a friend like no other who's done so much for so many. We owe her a great debt of gratitude. And good to hear you from you today, John, and I hope all is well with you. 083-311-3311.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.